Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
The last thing you should lack in the mess of the world today is motivation, because you are running out of time. What's really scary is this. 37, I was broke for most of my life, and even I have disdain for the poor. Because I look at them and go, you didn't try at all. I did it. You now have no value to add to the world. It would be massively unfair, right? Everybody changes, and that's fine. I'm not the kind of person who's going to sit and apologize for his past. I believe all's well that ends well. I believe we're humans, and we grow and we learn. I'm from a low-income background. I did what I had to do to survive.
I remember walking to Sixth Form College. I was 16 or 17 with my four friends, and a Ferrari burnt past us. I said to my boys, I was like, man, how'd that guy get that car? And they're like, don't know. I was like, doesn't that annoy you? Like, why would it annoy me? Because we're going to school. Our parents are on council estates. Like, we're trying to scrape 20 pounds a week to eat. This dude has 400 grand for a car. Doesn't that aggravate you? Doesn't that show you that there's something about the world you do not understand? That you're missing something? And they're all like, not really. And they're all the dudes who are right now at home, 9 to 5, couple blowjobs, da da da. I was never that guy. I was pissed off for weeks because I saw some dude in his Ferrari. Do you understand? I was like, no, I have to. So now when I push my Ferrari, I'm like, this is the full circle. This is the universe giving me what I've always been manifesting. Does that make sense? Yeah. So now when people say, Andrew, why do you have 17 supercars? Because I have 17. I have every brand you can fucking name. I have 17 cars. I have over $10 million of cars. But because it was a car, these cars used to piss me off. So now I have to have them all. I don't even drive them. I have to have them. I'm trying to conquer the earth, my friend. Maybe I'm crazy, but this is what I'm trying to do. It's what I've always been trying to do. So I've never been satisfied. To this day, I'm making more money now than I was making in my CAM days. I'm still not happy. But I don't judge my life on happiness. I don't look at it that way. I look at all the other human metrics and say, where am I failing? Am I in good shape? Yeah. Am I rich? Yeah. Do I have good friends, good connections? Yeah. Do I do whatever I want? Am I free? Tick, 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 tick. Well, fuck it then. Then life's fine. I first made my millions of dollars. The first time I ever became a millionaire was with Webcam Studio. First ever made money. I mean, I was a kickboxing world champion, but kickboxing is not boxing, right?
Yeah.
So I'd make like $100,000 a fight. You fight 2 or 3 times a year. You pay 20% to your manager. You pay taxes, but you're not rich. And I didn't consider myself rich. Like 30, 40 grand chunks, twice a year, maybe 3 times a year. Living in London, London rents, need a car. Mm-hmm. You're trying, you know, like you're not rich in any way. And that's actually the reason I retired, because I woke up one day and I thought, I'm giving 6 hours a day of absolute focus and energy to this. And I believe I'm smart enough that if I put that much tenacity into something else, I can be a multimillionaire. I truly believed that. I was like, I've realized now I've reached a pinnacle of kickboxing. My choice is either to change over to MMA, which I was offered to do earlier in my career, but at the time the kickboxing contract paid more money. I had to pay the bills, so I went kickboxing. Change over to MMA, learn to wrestle, change over to UFC, blah, blah, blah. But this is also like 7, 8 years ago where even the UFC didn't pay the money it pays now.
Mm-hmm. But the UFC still doesn't pay that much money from what I understand.
No, if you're like top 5 or champion, yeah. But most of the dudes you're going to see there in the prelims, they're getting 10 grand a fight, 9 grand a fight. It's nothing, right? Mm-hmm. So it'd be like starting my career all over again. And at the age of 28, I thought, I don't have the gumption to start again. I've been through hell for this. I've broken my hand 8 times. My ribs have been broken.
I did it. With all of the pain I went through and all the problems I had while also fighting and becoming a kickboxing world champion, I still managed to do it. You started at a higher bracket than me. You started from a middle income at home. Your dad was, you had food. I didn't have food and I was a world champion. How did you fail so massively. And I look at them and just think of them as, you're an idiot. And if I feel that, imagine how the elites look at us. Imagine you're born into a lineage, a bloodline that have been in charge of the banks forever. Imagine how you view poor people. You think you give a shit whether they live or die? I'm talking about someone who's only been rich for 10 years. And when someone comes and complains to me about being broke, I'm like, oh, you're a dummy. You didn't even try. So imagine you were born filthy rich and your family's always been rich. And you're told about how your family's always controlled everything because you're smarter than everybody else. Imagine how much disdain the elites truly have for the common man. And I'm talking as a common man who made a little bit of money. Then you start to understand how this world's really working. Because they don't give a shit about the common man. If you say to the elites, if you pour third worlders into this nation, you will make 3% more per year. However, the common man will have to deal with crime, rape, murder, drugs, human trafficking. He'll sit there and go, I don't care about the common man. 3%. Okay. Doesn't care. Why would he care? Then you have a community where the only people who can protect it left are the men. The men who care about their daughters, care about their wives. But those men have to be masculine men, brave men. They're under assault. We discussed that for the last 2 hours. So now they're afraid. All the buildings look the same anyway. Why don't we just move? Let's just scurry. Then you start to lose the major cities of your nation. It's hypothetical. I think the universe is absolutely and utterly giving. I've never seen anybody dedicate themselves to something completely and fail. I've never seen somebody eat right, go to the gym every day, train really hard, and not be in good shape. I've literally never seen it. The universe is extremely giving. If you actually try, and you actually want it, and you're actually not making excuses, lying, talking shit, you're gonna get what you want. So when I see people who don't have what they want, I consider them losers. And this may be elitist, I understand that. But if I put myself through endless pain to end up where I am, it's very hard for me to have sympathy on the man who's afraid of pain. You're avoiding pain. I've been through endless. I now have everything I've ever desired. You have none of the things you desire. Am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Because you took the easy way out? Am I supposed to look at you and go, oh, poor dude? No, you were a fucking coward. You didn't go through the shit I went through. You didn't put it on the line. So you deserve your substandard reality. That's what you deserve. You're a fucking loser. Because if you actually wanted it and you actually tried, you'd have it. You could have anything you want. Universe is super giving. You want a fucking Ferrari? You can have it. You want that bitch? You can have her. You can have anything you want on the planet. There's not a girl I look at that I want that I can't have. Not one. That's my reality. There's not a car I can't have. There's not a house I can't buy. If I want to go to a yacht, if I want to go to Antarctica, if I want, there's nothing I can't have. Bam. Because I've decided to become this man. It's the same for absolutely every single one of you at home. If you want it, you can have it. If you're sitting there saying, oh, but I tried my best and I still didn't get it, you're lying. You didn't try your best. That is a fucking lie. The universe gives it to everybody who genuinely tries. And I know that to be a fact because this world's competitive. We're all competing against each other. And the majority of people don't try. Because you're a fucking loser. That's why. And the majority of people are losers. There's a man out there right now living the exact life you've been dreaming about. Waking up in the house you want, driving the car you crave, spending money without thinking. And do you know what the difference is between you and him? He took it. He didn't wait. He didn't ask for permission. He didn't hope. He moved like the universe had already decided he would win. And now he has everything. While you're still sitting there thinking, hesitating, wasting time. How much longer are you going to wait before you finally decide to take what's yours? Most people are blind to their own power. They walk through life as if they're waiting for permission to be great, like the universe is some indifferent force that doesn't care whether they win or lose. But that's the lie that keeps people weak. The truth, the second you start moving with absolute certainty, life will start shifting in ways you never thought possible. Not because of luck, not because of some miracle, but because you made a decision so strong, so unshakable, that the universe had no choice but to align. You have to understand something. Everything in this world, every opportunity, every breakthrough, every moment of success was first created in the mind of a man who refused to doubt himself. You can have all the talent, all the intelligence, all the resources in the world, but if you don't have conviction, you will lose to the man who does. Because belief isn't just some feel-good idea, It's a weapon. It's what separates those who bend reality to their will from those who let reality dictate their fate. The problem with most people is they hesitate. They wait for proof, for some kind of sign that guarantees success before they even take the first step. That's not how power works. It's not how winning happens. You don't wait for certainty, you create it. The moment you hesitate, you let fear creep in. You start questioning, overthinking, doubting yourself until you've convinced your own mind that failure is the only outcome. And guess what? That doubt manifests into reality. Every second you sit in indecision, you are programming your brain for defeat. You are conditioning yourself to lose. Meanwhile, the winners, the real ones, the men who build empires, who turn dreams into reality, move with absolute certainty. They don't ask, what if I fail? They assume success. They move as if their goals are already accomplished. They talk like the deal is already closed. They act like the world is rigged in their favor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And because they refuse to entertain any other possibility, the world bends to their will. Most people think they need motivation to act. That's another lie. Action creates motivation, not the other way around. The moment you start moving, the energy shifts. The second you commit, truly commit to a goal, your mind starts finding ways to make it happen. The universe starts connecting the right people, the right opportunities, the right moments, because you finally made the decision to stop hesitating and start executing. You don't need permission. You don't need more time. You don't need guarantees. You need movement. The most powerful force in existence is momentum, and the only way to create it is by taking action before you feel ready. The weak wait until the stars align. The strong move as if the stars were put there for them. And here's the real test. Can you keep believing even when everything looks like it's against you? Can you keep pushing even when it feels like the universe is throwing every obstacle in your way? Because that's where most people break. The second things get hard, they assume they're not meant to win. They assume the universe is against them. But that's the ultimate illusion. The universe isn't stopping you. It's testing you. It's checking to see if you actually deserve the life you say you want. Everyone wants success until it requires suffering. When you hit resistance, that's not a sign to quit. That's not a message to stop. That is proof that you are exactly where you need to be. Because resistance only shows up when you're pushing against the boundaries of your old life. It's the final wall standing between you and your breakthrough. The weak turn back, the strong push harder. So the question is simple. Do you actually trust yourself? Do you actually believe you are meant to win? Or are you just playing at success, hoping the world hands it to you? Because that's the difference between those who succeed and those who don't. One group knows, the other hopes. One moves with certainty, the other waits for proof. And that hesitation, that moment of doubt, that is the exact reason most people live and die average. You cannot hesitate your way to greatness. You cannot doubt your way to success. You either bet on yourself fully with zero hesitation, or you will be just another name, just another person who had potential but never did anything with it. The universe rewards the bold. It rewards those who move like their success is already written. If you can't do that, you'll spend your life watching others live the dreams you were too scared to chase. Stop waiting. Stop questioning. Start moving like the universe is already working in your favor, because the moment you fully commit, it will be. There was a time when I had nothing, no money, no connections, no certainty that I would ever make it. Just a relentless hunger inside me, a voice that refused to be silenced. And I had a choice. Either trust that hunger, trust that deep, undeniable feeling that I was meant for more, or let fear consume me like it does most people. The world teaches you to be realistic, to be practical, to play life safe and aim for just enough. But that mindset, that's the exact reason most people live in quiet misery, spending their days making excuses instead of making moves. The moment you step into the world with absolute certainty, everything changes. It's not magic. It's not luck. It's a shift in the way you see yourself and, by extension, how the world responds to you. The world doesn't give you what you want. It gives you what you demand. And if you don't demand success from yourself, if you don't demand greatness from your own existence, you will never have it. The universe is not against you, but it also isn't going to hand you anything. It's waiting, waiting for you to prove you actually deserve what you say you want. I've seen men cripple themselves with hesitation. I've watched people with talent, with intelligence, with more opportunities than I ever had, waste it all because they simply didn't believe it was possible. They thought they needed to see the path laid out in front of them before they could take the first step. But that's not how the game is played. You don't wait for the path to appear. You start walking and the path forms under your feet. Every powerful man you admire, every legend, every self-made success story, they all started from nothing. The difference is they moved. They didn't wait for permission. They didn't wait for certainty. They stepped forward and trusted that the universe would move with them. I remember sitting in my tiny apartment, broke, overlooked, underestimated. No one believed in me. No one thought I'd ever become something. But I didn't need them to. The only person who needs to believe in your future is you. And I believed. I acted like I was already successful before I even had a penny to my name. I spoke with confidence. I walked with power. I trained my mind to see myself as undeniable, even when my reality didn't reflect it yet. And slowly, piece by piece, the universe started bending to my will. The right people appeared. The right doors opened. Not because I was lucky, but because I had commanded it into existence. This is where most people break. They start strong. They feel motivated for a while, but the second they hit resistance, they crumble. The second life doesn't hand them results overnight, they retreat back to their comfort zone, back to their doubt, back to their excuses. But here's the truth. The universe will always test you before it rewards you. It will push you to the edge, make you question everything, force you to prove whether you actually deserve what you claim to want. Pressure creates diamonds, but it also crushes the weak. So which one are you? The ones who win don't back down when it gets hard. They don't start questioning whether they're meant for success just because things aren't happening fast enough. They trust. They trust in themselves. They trust in their ability to figure it out. And they trust that as long as they keep pushing forward, the universe must respond. And it does. It always does. But only for those who refuse to break. I'm telling you this because I've lived it. I know what it's like to be in that place where nothing seems to be working, where every step forward feels like a battle. But I also know that if you keep pushing, if you refuse to quit, there will be a moment when everything shifts. A moment when you realize that the universe was never against you. It was just waiting for you to prove you were worthy. And when that moment comes, you will look back and laugh at how close you were to giving up. So the question is simple. Are you going to trust yourself or are you going to be like everyone else? Because the universe is watching. And it only moves for those who move first. Most people don't even realize they've been programmed to fail before they've ever started. Conditioned to believe that success is reserved for a lucky few, that life is something that just happens to them instead of something they have the power to control. And this belief, it's the very reason they stay broke, stay weak, stay trapped in a life they hate. The world isn't holding you back, your own mind is. The second you realize that, you either fix it or you keep living like a pawn in someone else's game. Fear is what stops most men. Fear of failing. Fear of looking stupid, fear of stepping outside the lines that society has drawn for them. And that's exactly why most men never escape mediocrity. They sit around waiting for a guarantee before they take action, but they don't understand that success doesn't come with guarantees, it comes with decisions. You don't wait for certainty, you create it by committing fully. You want to win? Then decide. Decide that you'll figure it out no matter what. Decide that nothing will break you. Decide that your vision is non-negotiable. You've got one life, one shot. And you're going to waste it second-guessing yourself? Wasting time worrying about what others think? Do you understand how insane that is? Do you think the universe put you here just to exist in some mediocre, half-lived reality? The fact that you're even alive means something. You weren't born to be average. You weren't born to be another faceless nobody in the crowd. But that's exactly what you'll become if you don't fight for more. If you don't take control of your own destiny, someone else will. And trust me, they won't be thinking about your best interest when they do. You need to wake up and see what's happening. Most people spend their entire lives on autopilot, never once questioning the system that keeps them weak. School, media, society, it all conditions you to accept your place instead of rise above it. You're taught to follow the rules, keep your head down, be realistic about your dreams. But do you know what realism really is? It's the death of ambition. It's the excuse people use when they're too afraid to push past their limits. Realists don't change the world, visionaries do. The moment you stop buying into the lie that you have to live like everyone else is the moment your life actually begins. But here's the thing, no one is coming to save you. No one is going to knock on your door and hand you a life of power, wealth, and freedom. You either take it or you don't. You either decide that you are worthy of more, or you accept a life that deep down you know isn't good enough. The universe rewards the bold. It respects those who moved without hesitation, who step into the unknown with absolute certainty. The moment you stop hesitating, the moment you start acting like a man who cannot lose, is the moment everything starts shifting in your favor. But let me make one thing clear. There will be pain. There will be struggle. You will be tested in ways you can't even imagine. And that's where most people break. They think challenges are a sign to stop, when in reality, they are proof that they're on the right path. The universe doesn't hand success to the untested. It forges champions through fire. Every setback, every failure, every moment of doubt is there to see if you're serious, to see if you'll keep going even when it feels impossible. And that's the difference between the ones who make it and the ones who don't. The winners don't stop. They don't back down. They don't let fear control them. They use it. Because fear is fuel. Fear is proof that you're stepping outside the limitations that have held you back your entire life. Most people run from it. They avoid discomfort, avoid risk, avoid anything that might make them feel something real. And that's why they stay weak. That's why they never build the mindset, the resilience, the unstoppable force it takes to bend reality to their will. You don't eliminate fear. You master it. You take it and turn it into power. And when you do that, when you step into that version of yourself, nothing can stop you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.